Bonjour francophones, welcome to French Pod, America.
Bonjour tout le monde, I'm Amory.
This is an elementary lesson. Today we're going to learn a little bit about directions.
That's right.
You know, Amory, there's nothing worse than being lost.
Yes, it's a nightmare, especially if you're a foreign country. Or
yeah, that's much worse.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't speak the language. But for you, when you go to France, you don't have to worry about it, because today you're going to learn a few directions.
Yeah, you won't have to use your hands anymore, you know, like big moves and...
Yeah, and you're also going to learn how to ask for directions. Today, we have a girl in the dialogue who's lost.
So you've got that person, she's on the lawn. So she tries to find her way, she forgot her map. So she sees a policeman directing traffic.
And thinks maybe he can help her.
Hopefully.
Okay, give us a sentence or a phrase.
Où se trouve?
Okay, that means where is.
Yeah.
We're going to take it apart after the dialogue, but for now, just learn it that it means when you want to say where is something.
Où se trouve?
Où se trouve?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Et moi, je suis perdu.
Bon, vous continuez tout droit, et au feu, tournez à gauche.
Tout droit, et au feu, à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
Dialogue, second time.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Et moi, je suis perdu.
Bon... Vous continuez tout droit, et au feu, tournez à gauche.
Tout droit, et au feu, à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
Dialogue, third time.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Et moi, je suis perdu.
Bon, vous continuez tout droit, et au feu... Tournez à gauche.
Tout droit et au feu, à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
First of all, let's do the translation.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Excuse me, do you know where la rue Montaigne is?
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Excuse me, do you know where rue Montaigne is?
Excusez-moi, vous savez où se trouve la rue Montaigne? Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
You don't see that I'm busy?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Don't you see that I'm busy?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé? Et moi, je suis perdu.
Well, me, I'm lost.
Et moi, je suis perdu.
And me, I'm lost.
Et moi, je suis perdu. Bon... Vous continuez tout droit, et au feu, tournez à gauche.
Fine. Go straight, and at the traffic light, turn left.
Bon. Vous continuez tout droit, et au feu, tournez à gauche.
Fine. Go straight, and at the light, turn left.
Bon. Vous continuez tout droit, et au feu, tournez à gauche. Tout droit, et au feu, à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
Okay, straight and at the lights, turn left. Thanks, have a nice day.
Tout droit et au feu, à gauche. Merci, bonne journée.
Straight and at the light, turn left. Thanks, have a nice day.
Tout droit et au feu, à gauche. Merci, bonne journée.
So if you're lost and you want to ask somebody where a street is, what do you say?
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve? La rue Montaigne.
Let's start with the first part.
Savez-vous?
All right, now this is the verb savoir.
Yeah.
And this is for the vous.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking, you know, a policeman for directions. We got to use the vous.
Yeah, it's the only way because it's a policeman. Easy.
Yeah, I would say if there's anyone you should use vous with, it's them. So, vous savez. Now, in French, if you wanted to ask a question, you could say vous savez or savez-vous. You turn the words around and it becomes a question.
That's right, yeah.
So, do you know what?
Où se trouve?
All right. Où se trouve? The verb here is se trouver, which means to be found.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's a reflexive verb. So, technically, this sentence means, where does the Rue Montaigne find itself? So the whole phrase to ask somebody where is the street.
Où se trouve la rue, blah, blah, blah. We've got Montaigne here because it's a common name in France.
Right, here we have La Rue Montaigne.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you might have noticed that she put an article there in front of the streets.
Yeah.
So in French, you have to say, where is the Montaigne Street?
You have to.
When you're asking, where is something found?
Yeah.
So he's like, what the heck? Do you not see that I'm sort of occupied here?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
There are two parts of this. The first one.
Vous ne voyez pas?
You don't see.
Yeah, don't you realize?
Let's look at the pronunciation.
Voyez.
It sounds like you have a W in there almost, like wa. Voyez, right?
Yeah.
Vous ne voyez pas. You don't see. And then the second part.
Je suis occupé.
Don't you see? I am busy. And then there's something. So what's the whole phrase? So put those two together.
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé.
And you get a que in the middle there. That.
Yeah.
In English, you could say, don't you see I'm busy. In French, you have to say, don't you see that I'm busy.
Yeah, you need the link.
Que je suis occupé.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah, a little selfish. I don't care that you're busy because...
Yeah. Et moi, je suis perdu.
Et moi, me, est perdu. And the verb is actually perdre, which means to lose. But perdu means lost.
Yeah. So, je suis perdu.
So he's like, fine, fine.
Bon.
What's the direction to get there?
Vous continuez tout droit.
Mm-hmm.
Et au feu...
Mm-hmm.
Tournez à gauche.
Now, you guys didn't see Amory saying that, but I did, and it was pretty funny. Because he actually did it with his hands.
I feel like I was the guy.
Yeah, you gave me the real direction.
Yeah.
That was funny. Okay, so a couple directions we get. Let's start at the beginning, because there's a few things to learn. This is where you come with the handy tips on how you can hear people tell you
That's right.
where you're supposed to be going. So let's pay a little attention. Let's start with the first direction.
Vous continuez tout droit.
Tout droit means straight.
Yeah.
Just learn it as one phrase. If you want to say straight, you say...
Tout droit. Tout droit.
Okay. In French, a lot of times you say continuer tout droit.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like in English when we would say go straight.
Mm-hmm.
You a lot of times use the verb continuer.
Yeah. Continuer tout droit.
Okay, so he says to her...
Vous continuez tout droit.
Okay, so first you go straight, and then what?
Et au feu,
mm-hmm.
tournez à gauche.
Okay, so au feu.
Yeah.
Now, we know this means fire, right? Feu.
That's right, yeah.
But it also means a traffic light.
That's it, yeah.
Because feu is a masculine noun.
Yeah.
So to say at the, you say au.
Au feu.
All right. So what happens au feu? What is she going to do?
Tourner à gauche.
Okay. So tourner, it's the vous command form. Which direction did she get to turn?
À gauche.
And it's funny we use that word in English. Oh, he's so gauche. He's so not cool.
Oh, yeah.
So
honestly.
The left, I guess, has never been a cool side. I don't get it. Well, but that's a whole different story. All right. If you want to say on the left, à gauche, right?
That's right. Yeah, à gauche.
We can just say turn left, but you have to put a preposition in there.
Yeah, you need to have that ah.
Okay. So she repeats and she's like, okay, let me make sure I got this straight.
Tout droit.
Uh-huh.
Et au feu... À gauche.
Right. And then she says, what is it?
Bonne journée.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Bonne journée. Let's hear the dialogue 3 more times.
Allez.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Et moi, je suis perdu.
Bon, vous continuez tout droit et au feu... Tournez à gauche.
Tout droit et au feu à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
Dialogue, second time.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Et moi, je suis perdu.
Bon, vous continuez tout droit et au feu, tournez à gauche.
Tout droit et au feu à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
Dialogue third time.
Excusez-moi, savez-vous où se trouve la rue Montaigne?
Vous ne voyez pas que je suis occupé?
Et moi, je suis perdu.
Bon, vous continuez tout droit et au feu, tournez à gauche.
Tout droit et au feu à gauche. Merci. Bonne journée.
Now, we had this word, se trouver, où se trouve, where is it?
Yeah. So now, I'd like to play a game with you, just to use se trouve. So if I tell you, où se trouve,
uh-huh.
La tour Eiffel.
In Paris. À Paris.
Où se trouve la statue de la liberté?
In New York is the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, right.
All right, give me another one.
Où se trouve la cité interdite?
La cité interdite, I'm thinking means the forbidden city.
Yeah.
So, elle se trouve in China?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. You're getting hard. What the You're supposed to give me easy ones. Well, I hope that you understand now maybe the pattern for où se trouve. Now, if you're in France and you're lost, who should you go ask directions?
So you can ask anyone. My advice is like, if you're lost, just go and ask news agents, policemen. There's no problem to ask a policeman in France.
Okay, and you should just make sure you use the VU form.
Yeah, obviously you don't know those people, so use the VU. You're
okay.
Polite.
Okay, now let's just review before we go a little bit. So we learned how to say busy.
Occupé.
Do you know?
Savez-vous.
And lost.
Perdu.
Okay, and then we learned a few directions.
Continuez tout droit.
Go straight.
Au feu.
At the traffic light. And turn left.
Tournez à gauche.
Okay. If you have any questions at all about this lesson, come to Frenchbot.com and ask us, and we'd be happy to help you. And you'll also find some nifty exercises and other stuff that you can do there if you want to review or study a little bit more of the lesson we did today. So
sure.
Thanks for listening, and au revoir.
À bientôt.